Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
city
state
council
again.
It's Wednesday. That's the morning we speak with Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Nick Lyon testified before state lawmakers looking into the Flint water crisis. He said health officials were aware of the Legionnaires outbreak 2 years ago, but he said they were busy dealing with the potential threat of the Ebola virus. Remember, the Legionnaires outbreak has killed at least a dozen people. How credible is that claim?
I think it's an extremely bizarre claim. It's as if saying, well, we missed this epidemic because we were thinking about another epidemic. If that's the case, what do you want the Department of Health for? Plus, it's much more likely you'd have an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in a place like Michigan than a place like Ebola. So either he's sort of, I don't want to say lying, but he's sort of saying that in order to cover for himself, or he's totally incompetent. But it doesn't seem very believable to me.
So where do things stand now with the state's investigation into the Flint water crisis?
Well, there's investigations and investigations, but if you mean the Attorney General's investigation, Bill Schuette, last week three people were charged, two state employees, two former MEDQ employees, Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and one Flint employee, and the Attorney General says there's more to come, and he's invited people to come forward and promise them leniency if they'll sort of squeal on other people, but so far there haven't been any more.
Two bills that would affect historic districts in Michigan have been put on hold in the legislature. The bills would end any historic districts already in Michigan after 10 years and then make it much harder for them to be reclassified as historic districts. So, Jack, what just happened?
This was a great victory for the historic preservation movement. The Historical Society of Michigan, of which I'm a board member, I should say, has really been pressing on this. This stemmed apparently from a prosperous Grand Rapids suburb where a number of prominent people live. Meyer executive Mark Murray lives right near there. He was sort of a vocal opponent of historic preservation. They got a couple state representatives, notably Chris Effendulis from Grand Rapids, to introduce these bills which would virtually wipe out historic preservation in Michigan. There was a tremendous backlash, and then yesterday Lee Chatfield, a very conservative representative from northern Michigan, just announced that these were going to be tabled. Well, historic preservationists are celebrating this as a victory, but they're worried that these may come back in some form in succeeding legislatures, so they're going to be vigilant against it.
A new report says one out of every 10 kids in Michigan has a parent who is or has been in prison. Why does this matter to everyone in Michigan?
Well, that's a huge statistic. It's sort of devastating. It's almost a quarter of a million kids. And there seem to be virtually no programs to sort of help these kids and their families, not enough to help their parent when they re-enter the regular world. And, of course, this is not a great role model for these children. They're growing up, in most cases, it's more likely a father than a mother. And it's not helping these kids be well-positioned for success themselves. So I think this is a statistic that should set a lot of people aback, and we should be talking about both, are we incarcerating too many people, and also, what are we doing to make sure their kids don't follow in the same vicious circle?
Jack Lessenberry, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.